ओम शांति। टुडे इज द डे ऑफ द ब्लेसिंग्स। The day of the Satguru. What does it mean to be truthful, to be worthy to go to the land of truth, to realize the relationship with the True Father? Baba's main directions are: be holy, be yogi. The topic for this morning is clear intellect, pure heart, pure mind, clean and clear intellect. Yoga is possible when there is clarity about what? Where there is confusion, there is no connection, there is no communication. When you switch on a radio, if there is any interference in the weather, you cannot get the clear news, you cannot hear clear message. When tuning is not fine, you cannot have a clear vision. So clarity and purity and divinity, these three things make our personality divine personality. Baba is giving us knowledge. Baba is the ocean of knowledge. When knowledge is clear, say, oh, I know, it's clear to me. Once explanation is given of something and the intellect understands, you say, oh yes, now it's clear to me. What became clear? What made it clear? Understanding, once you understand, it's clear. So Baba is giving us understanding of our own self. Baba is giving us understanding of himself. He is giving us understanding and knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end of the cycle. Anything which is clear, clean, you can see through. There is no blockage. Just like water, when it is clean and clear water, you can see your face in it. It works like a mirror. And so, clarity, every day Baba clears many aspects of life. We were confused. What is truth? we were not sure when there is confusion, is insurety, unsurety, insecurity. The moment its clarity about our own self is there, and you realize this is truth. Truth has power. Purity has power. Purity is the foundation of all things. Today is the beginning, the festival of Diwali begins today. In fact, it is festival of Diwali lasts for 5 days. And today is called the day of being blessed with the treasure. Dhanteras. It's there because on the 15th day of the dark night, because this 15 days is called the light part of the moon, and the 15 days is the dark part of the moon. That reduces the light gradually comes down, and it becomes completely dark night, light without the moon. And then once again, light increases, and it becomes full moon. So the Indian month is month of 28 days of lunar cycle. Lunar, or some call it, is connected with the moon. So Shivaratri is also celebrated in the dark night, and Diwali is also celebrated in the dark night. Shiva comes to ignite the light. So this is why the festival of light is also, it is, the result is to get the crown and kingdom, but it is celebration is not like Raksha Bandhan time. Raksha Bandhan is celebrated on full moon night, full moon day. But Diwali is celebrated when there is no light in the moon anymore. There is no power of the sun. The moon does not reflect that light of the sun anymore. So we have reached the level of complete purity. Gradually, we have lost our purity. In other words, we use the example that battery has become empty, used up the battery, used up the power. Our battery has gone down. Means our sattva-pradhan stage, from our sattva-pradhan stage, gradually we have lost the truth. And we become tamo-pradhan. Means darkness has reached to the highest level. Highest degree is called tamo pradhan. And when there is darkness, darkness is the symbol where you are not able even to see what is dirt and what is cleanliness. In the night, you cannot recognize, there is not even clarity or vision of the good things or bad things. One becomes totally ignorant. So here we reach at the level, our mind and intellect have reached at that point of time or level, that we don't even realize that weaknesses and vices we have in us, defects we have in us, they are defects. Vices are not considered vice. defects are not considered defects. It's way of life. And people, when more they are indulging in vices, they think it is civilized life. They think it is society has progressed. There is no discipline in life. So total intellect has become completely, as Baba says, lock on the intellect. Godrej lock is on the intellect. Many times Baba speaks in the Murlis, Godrej lock. Godrej lock means very strong, powerful lock. In India there was a company called Godrej. But Baba plays with the words also to recognize God. There's a lock on the intellect. When the intellect is locked, intellect is not open, and so it cannot be even cleansed. One cannot see, cannot work with the intellect anymore because it's a lock. So when one is not able to recognize God, cannot realize its own qualities either. When cannot recognize the self, cannot recognize God, cannot live that godly life. It's evil in life, but we don't realize it's evil. Like today, Baba said, this one is doing that, that one is doing that. And if you are interested in that, in other words, gossip, it's evil. Now people think it's very natural, whenever there is a gathering or any kind of party is taking place, what are people talking about? What is the atmosphere there? What is friendship based on? Relating weaknesses of this one, or sharing the sorrow and pain caused by somebody else, or speaking about how good I am of being very powerful, cunning, clever. So all the time what we are, is gradually we are collecting dust. And anything which is dust is gradually collected, it becomes dark. Dust makes the clothes dark, dirty. Where the dirt is increasing, the light stops passing through. And so our intellect is not able to grasp the light. Because all the time, it's the very fine way we are letting our intellect influenced, mind influenced, and mixture is in the life. Outwardly we see we are okay, but in fact in reality, gradually, we are not able to see what is outside. From outside they are not able to see what is in our inside. One time, it was Diwali time actually, Baba gave a very beautiful point. How much intellect has become so blocked, so unclean, that it doesn't realize that it is nearly gone. It has become totally degraded. Because it is not at once, influence of one time, it's a gradual, and so one becomes so accustomed to live in that kind of environment, doesn't realize that things are going wrong. It's only when it becomes just like a sickness in the body, gradually, symptoms are known afterwards when some damage has been always caused. In the same way, this intellect realizes much afterwards, after a lot of damage has been caused. And so Baba gave the example, just like lantern. In early days people used to have the lamps, the lantern, and there's a wick in it, so it's a pot, and it has a glass chimney around. And you need the oil for that. Gaslight oil it is called, kerosene oil. And if in the kerosene oil little bit mixture is there, in that petrol, dust is mixed in. Our wick is not cut properly in a right shape. The lamp is burning. But gradually it is creating soot. Soot means this black thing. Not a dark black. And it is, the soot is being collected on the top, and also the chimney is also becoming dark. But light things inside, I am burning. The light is still lit, but it is not doing the job of showing the way. So intellect means that has to guide you to perform action. But when intellect is covered with this aura of darkness, like this chimney, lamp is, it's lit, the light is there, but the task that light should do is not doing anymore. So the soul certainly exists with the intellect, otherwise it would not be a soul. No? I, the soul, am always with mind, intellect and personality, sanskaras. Either a soul is pure or soul is impure, soul is a weak or soul is a strong, intellect will be always there. Because it's a soul. It consists of these faculties. But it is not clean, pure, divine intellect. It's so thick, that is called thick intellect. Sometime in India they say, it's like a stone intellect, heavy. Stone intellect means it doesn't understand anything. And most of the time when it is not shrewd or clear intellect, then they say this one is like a buffalo intellect. Why it is called buffalo? Because buffalo's color, its body is big, and doesn't understand anything. Dark and big, thick. Means our thickness has increased up to that level, that it becomes like a wall. You cannot see through anything. But it is collected gradually, slowly. And so for Diwali time, when the totally light should remain lit and it should give light everywhere, this is why now they use the lamps, different types of lamp, electric thing, or they use the, still some places they use diva, where they use oil. Before that they used to have purified ghee. Real lamp. Now they light candle lights. As time is changing, so different things are used. So the idea behind this lamp, lighting lamp, was putting purified ghee, was that purify oil of knowledge, ghee of knowledge. It creates fragrance. When this purified ghee is burning, the light is clear and it creates fragrance. The atmosphere is clear. When I am able to see things clearly, my thoughts, feelings, communication, vibrations will be that of spreading good atmosphere. So at the festival of light at Diwali time, before they invoke Lakshmi, they make everything clean and clear. This aspect of festival, Diwali is coming and everything should be clean, new, fresh. And whole house should be completely clean, and what is made paid attention to windows, doors, and ventilators is like the places where the air comes through. In Hindi it is called roshandan. Air and light both come from above. I don't know what it in different language. Now, in ventilation it is in English, but in other language it is, it's not a fan, but it works, the air coming from like different places in the ceiling, near the ceiling, air coming through, fresh air, for air circulation, ventilation. And from ventilation also fine dust comes in. Windows should be very clean and the door should be clean, apart from the inside of the room. And so here it is, that is also connected, cleanliness within our own selves. And so our eyes are windows. Eyes are the windows of the soul. Our ears are ventilation. Air, news coming from here and there. And this mouth is a door, opens and closes. But what comes in and what goes out? Once Baba said, if something has come in, definitely a time will come that it must go out. If you have heard wrong news, you have taken interest in rubbish, but you did not consider it was rubbish. It was news. It was information. But it has left impression. And we begin to see that person with the same vision. Other day Baba said, if somebody tells someone, oh, this person is like that. You have not even seen that person before. But you have heard the news about that person. Somebody has given the opinion. Be careful, this person is so bad. He behaved so roughly with me. Or she is so evil. Now, there's no connection with me. I don't have any karmic account. Maybe these two people had some kind of karmic account with each other. But I heard, this news came through my ears. Ventilation took some collection. And now vision became what I'm inside information has taken. I'm seeing with the same vision. And so I'm not so easy and respectful and lawful for that person. I'm careful. So I became more body conscious. I am not expressing as a soul to soul. So my own power of discrimination is not there, my own understanding is not working. So if I have clarity, clear knowledge, that each individual, their own account is with them, but why should I behave in this way? Why should I make my heart dirty? Why should keep my thought impure about that person? So we are collecting the dust on our mirror, on our heart as well. And so then, we see that person speaking outside, but internally is doubt. And so our face is not so cheerful and respectful. Face is the index of mind. So mind has been, the mirror of the mind has been little bit covered with influence. And so our words are also not with love and respect. And so this is why it is a speaking, it gradually the heart is becoming dirty. The feelings will change, and so I would not be able to see the specialities of other person. And many times people react and they talk and they say, this one is very good with me, with this person he is very good. But all the time with me behavior is like this. Okay, I should have the clarity, knowledge, that this person has account with each other. Many people get angry when they see other person speaking, two people speaking with each other with love and respect, especially in the family. There are many times this reaction and this complaint comes. Wife would complain about her husband, or husband will complain about her wife. You do not know, my husband speaks to this one with so much love and with so much respect, but with me he's always like a lion, outside he's a sheep, very sweet. And if other person praises the specialities of that person, the more anger comes. So now it is, understanding is not there, that here in your and that person has been account created. And you are settling account. If not, knowledge is not there, you settle with suffering. And the other two people do not have any account. So why should I make my intellect so engaged in this that I am also not happy with my own qualities? So I have made my intellect doubtful, dirty. So my yoga is not, it is disturbing my yoga as well. So Diwali time means to keep the ventilation, the ear clean. Dust out, dust will come from here and there. Keep my vision pure. My windows. And when my windows are clean, I am able to see what is outside. Outside people can also see what is inside me. Otherwise, say, they do not know what is inside me. They just only see from outwardly things. But if it's really vision is benevolent vision, soul conscious vision, then I am able to give vision of the virtues to them. Other virtues will automatically come in practical life. My vision is clean and pure because the heart, mind, is not creating waste thoughts, no? Waste is rubbish also. As Baba said, what is waste? It's rubbish. It's waste of time, waste of energy, and eventually it makes us tired. It also creates karma, subtle bondage. And so, then I am losing all my qualities. Then, okay, we are working to keep it. Then a lot of time is used. We say, okay, I am protecting myself. Sometimes when rubbish is collected a lot, and you try cleaning. So it feels very good that I am cleaning. But then, is it time really worthwhile? Means the time which I spent for making my heart clean, removing confusion, clearing doubts, talking to these people whether you were right or I was right, I was wrong or you was wrong, right? Have we earned something through that? The time that much I am spending now in this, I could have earned something more for future. So we have not really earned. Outwardly it seems that I am making effort. So there is not joy. Sometimes we say, I am making so much effort now. Many people say, I make so much effort, but I don't feel joy. What is the reason? In spite of making effort, there is no happiness. In spite of working so hard, there is not success. It is because the debt that we have created, no? Though we are still churning and earning and remembering Baba and paying attention on our activity, our behavior, but what we rubbish we have collected, it is just we are throwing it away. So there is not a storage of plan something new in it. So there is not feeling of freshness, there is not feeling of progress, there is not feeling of lightness within the self. So it's a gossip, talking this one is, and I'm worrying about others. Wasting my time, wasting my energy. So when realization, it is not only, but I'm making myself dirty, I'm losing my inner truth, inner beauty. Because falsehood has been collected, and falsehood always brings fear and sorrow. Truth makes you happy, fearless. Feeling of respect. So then when my heart is clean, only then when the mind is clean, heart is clean, then virtues will stay. Otherwise I'm just only trying to use the virtues to be free from the defects and vices that had been influenced me, have been influenced on me, or I have done wrong that has caused me pain. So this is why first is a storage of all the virtues. Now new and impurity should not be collected. Before what the rubbish we collected, it was because of not having the knowledge. We said tit for tat, others do wrong, so why should not I? We wanted to show in a negative way our force. Now we have clarity that it is a waste of energy. I am losing my own divinity. So I must now practice to remain untouched, uninfluenced. So, efforts are to clean, but that is not the aim. That efforts is still, that is because to clear from the Copper Age and Iron Age debt. No? But real stage is not that I am still all the time trying to remove the dust out. When will be the earning time then? And again, or trying to remove the impurity out, we get tired. We cannot enjoy a life of lightness and easiness. Even if we are using the qualities, we are using patience, we are using love, we are using tolerance, we are using contentment, still it means I'm only just trying to protect myself. And it's very interesting aspect, Lakshya. Lakshmi is the aim and object. What is my aim object? That is, I have reached that and this is what I am now. It is just like when you are studying in a school, you are studying and then you get a degree. When you are studying a matric class of whatever a degree or diploma you are taking, that time also you are aware that this is your diploma. But after taking it, you become that person being. You are with that degree, that quality becomes you. You are with that quality. Quality is not separate. Degree is not separate. Degree becomes part of your life. It belongs to you. So purity is me. Virtues are me. Not I have to bring tolerance in me. I need to have patience. See how we use these words. I should have some patience. I should have some tolerance. I should have. Lakshmi means I am. The embodiment of virtues. Lakshmi means the embodiment of virtues. So means virtues are being expressed through my sense organs, not only just in me as a soul. Virtues are shared with others. And so I am not influenced by the weakness of others, then virtue attracts virtues. Truth does not need to fight with falsehood. And so we are, in invocation of Lakshmi is always worshipped, worthy, makes a symbol of that is lotus and blessing and let go. Lotus, let go and blessing. So first aspect is clean, untouched. Pure mind, clean intellect. So this is why, and then they always say lotus eyes, lotus mouth, lotus hand, lotus feet, lotus heart. So, though my connection is with the environment around me, I am surrounded with completely different energy, opposite energy. But I am stable, I am seated in that consciousness that I don't take the rubbish. It's completely pure. Gentleness is there. So purity, lightness, is by being in the earth. So there's not blame to anybody else. There's not any complaint about the negativity. That's what is Lakshmi, isn't it? To become Lakshmi. So if I'm blaming others or defaming others, I have taken the influence that, no? Whatever others are, they are, and what is my personality? As a pure being, I am. This is why Brahmin life is, mind is not focused on other, mind is focused on Baba. Then my mind is clean. The moment I begin to focus on weakness of others, their weakness becomes my weakness. Just like when we appreciate the virtues of others, their virtue becomes our virtue. Automatically we begin to pick up, we want to be that. It's a connection. And so even though we dislike the weakness of others, but we are focused, connected, all that, we are absorbing that energy, negative. And so heart is becoming dirty. There's hate, there's rejection, there's criticism. That means I'm influenced, no? So Lakshmi is seated comfortably in a lotus flower. Then the light, but then it is this lotus flower, Diwali is connected with this Lakshmi's light, no? Lightness everywhere. So in when I have this consciousness of light, lightness within me and light, I see the darkness, but I remain above. So it means intellect is clear. This is weakness. It's also like a swan to discriminate and only pick up the good things. Then good things are there, lakshans are there, I am imbibing all these qualities and I am embodiment of all these qualities, but then I am donating them. So this is why it's there's not any kind of ego, it's let go. Hands are like this, open. Giving. The treasure that the soul has, it is for everyone. So it means, then virtues, their mind is not focused on weakness, it is not influenced by the defects of others, it is not fighting with the sanskaras of others. I maintain my own pure personality. With intoxication, who do I belong to? So what it is, the power to clean, make it clean, remain clean, like today's lesson Baba said, have faith and intoxication. Whose child am I? Who is teaching me? What is teaching me and what is making me into? So this self-respect means respecting my qualities. This is the time that Baba is making me a real diamond, making me into deity, teaching me to bring self-sovereignty. It's automatically then self-sovereignty is there. Because of purity. So there is clarity, purity, divinity. This is based on spirituality. Without spirituality, there cannot be clarity. So, Baba again and again reminding us, souls are listening. I am speaking to the souls. Listen, knowledge in the consciousness that you are a soul. With that spirituality, the soul is listening, so it means that I am automatically, intellect is connected with Baba in soul consciousness. What will it pick up? Jewels. What is Baba giving me? Pearls of wisdom. So you become swan intellect. You pick up only good things, and when whatever intellect has picked up is feeding the mind as well as directing the actions. It is not that the mind controls the intellect. Self-sovereignty, ruling power and controlling power, it is not in the mind. It is through the intellect. When divine pure intellect is there, it rules the self with royalty, sustains the self with purity and divinity, as well as sustains others. In body consciousness, when attachment, it is just like the mud. Attachment is like mud. Controls others. Tries to absorb others in the self. Does not make you detached. Mud clings to you. Flower means no clinging, not influence at all. Detached. And so this quality of purity of this divine intellect, clean intellect, is then filled with love. In soul consciousness, quality of love works. Good feelings and good wishes sharing with others. In body consciousness, attachment is there, and we begin to control others. Attachment controls others. Ego tries to rule others. Ego means ruling power, negative way ruling. Ego is impurity, and it is in intellect. So gradually, this, when it is not clear, it is not clean, it becomes impure. Ego comes in. And then it causes sorrow. Impurity causes pain, suffering. Where there's purity, there's peace and happiness. Where there's impurity, peacelessness and sorrow. And so where it stayed? In intellect. And so this is why yoga of the intellect, faith in intellect. Then automatically then it is when I see this divine is there, I am directing my thoughts, my action. My mind is then free. So where it will go, it would not wander anywhere. It is not influenced by anybody else, so it would not wander. It's free, where should it go? It will go to Baba. So ego and possessiveness has directed my mind to think about others, change my feelings, speak about others wrong things. Direct my actions to react in everything. So what, I become the embodiment of rubbish. Instead of deity, I become dirty. The aim is to become deity. But clean, dirty ego and bad feeling in the mind made me dirty. So Lakshmi means detachment, clean, pure, untouched. So then I have ruling power and controlling power on my own self. When possessiveness is there, my attachment is there, and then I try to control everything. It's my, you should not move it there. My table is putting like this, and I am attached the way it is there. So you put it the other way around, I come and change it again in this way. It's my way of setting, my way of putting things. We create conflict. Our habits, our system, our ideas, our way of doing things, we are attached in so many things which we don't realize this is attachment. Heart has become then closed. No? I cannot open my heart and generous let you do things. So attached heart is cannot have good feelings if others are doing something in their own way, on their own way. So it becomes, I have put myself in the prison, and I try to put others also in the prison. So impurity of the heart. And so it's not feeling, because I am not free, I don't want to see others becoming free. Naturally then that feeling cannot be good. How can I create good wishes? Pure heart can have good feelings, and good feelings can have good wishes, and good wishes can give blessing. So cleanliness, purity, divinity. Then this royalty, ruling power is with royalty, not with control, not with wrong authority, not with ego. Wrong authority, authority used in a wrong way is ego. So then, I am Mahalakshmi. I have realization. Who I am? Who do I belong to? So not only just Lakshmi of just detached, but a person who has complete realization of what I have within me. Not only just I'm detached from this, detached from that, from weaknesses, but I am child of God. I belong to the deity clan. I'm Brahma Kumari. I'm Ganges of knowledge. So fight is over, self-respect is there. So when we become Brahmin, we are trying to clean all the rubbish. But after a long time, then we don't have to. Now cleanliness is over, let collection be there, no? Income. We are trying to send out, anger out, weakness out, lust out, greed out, attachment out. But satisfaction is full in, fill in. So this is why Dhanteras, they make the intellect clean, but they think Lakshmi should come and fill in it with clean intellect. So this is why this vessel has been shown on Dhanteras day. They buy a new vessel, a clean vessel. And so Lakshmi should come and fill in. Not only just give vision. They don't want vision. They want wealth should be filled in. So clean does not mean just clean, but satisfaction is fill in. Rubbish is gone out. Valuable virtues, power should be filled in. So you are wealthy. Property belongs to you. It becomes your prosperity. So then there's authority that you can put those thoughts, virtues in action. No more fight, but interaction is with virtues. Words are not of correction or criticism anymore, but then mouth opens because virtues are filled in, respect is filled in, the words are that of appreciation, encouragement and respect. Then speaking with love. It's not a question of patience, tolerance. No. These are Brahmin's qualities, patience, tolerance, Brahmin's qualities. Golden age souls, Lakshmi Narayan will have patience and tolerance. Will Lakshmi and Narayan have patience and tolerance? Why should they have patience and tolerance? So this is the Lakshmi is both detachment is Brahmin life, fulfill with all the qualities is embodiment of golden age. Full with all the knowledge then becomes virtue, virtue becomes wealth and power. Then it is natural. Life is divine. In the golden age, virtues are interacting with virtues. Happiness with happiness. Love with natural love. Respect, self-respect with natural respect. So it is Narayan, royalty, spirituality, divinity and dignity. Purity of the heart came through spirituality. Spirituality brought purity. Purity brought royalty. Divinity, giving, divine. It's not ordinary, it's not laukic way. It's everything is alaukic, but it became divine. And then that's dignity. So then this double crown. Purity is the symbol of light, crown of light. So not only just heart is clean, mind is clean, but whole personality is light. Clean means crystal clear, clear and clean. So the aura of light. So Nara becomes Narayana. Other form she is Mahalakshmi, great divinity. So we are bringing those qualities to become personality of all the qualities in other forms, sanskaras. It's the power in the soul that will take us into the next birth. For 21 generation healthy, for 21 generation wealthy, 21 generations happy, what we will take with us, all these things, according to the sanskaras will be birth. So sanskaras are divine, clear, pure, divine. And that is truth, age of truth. In order to go to the age of truth, that divinity is needed in actions. Then there is naturally sweetness in life, happiness in life. What is Diwali? They call it Happy Diwali. Happy Diwali. Peaceful Diwali they don't say. Happy Diwali. It's world of happiness. There's no sorrow. When there is any kind of impurity, it brings sorrow. So light of knowledge brings clarity. So light, festival of lights means clarity of the intellect. Happy Diwali means purity of the heart. Impurity brings sorrow, confusion, stumbling, suffering, sickness. Physical impurity brings physical sickness. Mental impurity brings inner sickness. Wealth also goes away, health also goes away. So then it is connected, Diwali, then it is then clean, cleanliness, heart is, windows are clean, ventilation is clean, mouth is, the doors are clean, inside rooms are clean, the house is clean. Then what light is litting, reflecting, everything what is in the house, you have a reflection, it becomes a mirror house. Not only one light looks inside, outside, clean. Whereas dirty place, even the light is lit, cannot reflect anything. We are able to then light the light of others. With the light we are able to guide others. This is by lighting light with others. So it is in Diwali, it has become a festival, a system. Then they buy jewelry. And they wear an ornament. Means divine virtues becomes our decoration. It's decoration means you are wearing the golden ring, no, in around golden jewelry. Jewelry, not buying jewelry from outside, but jewels. It's my property, it's my personality. It increases the beauty. So old account is clear, new account is started. Happy New Year will come. New world will start. So then in Diwali day, then day after the full day of Diwali, big light is lit and there many lights are lit. And then next day is a new year. Means old is finished. When we share the sweetness with others, we share the virtues with others, old finish, new started. Okay? Do you have any question to ask? So celebrate happy Diwali with complete cleanliness. Not only just I say cleanliness, but enjoyment is to feel it and generosity is to give it so that it comes back. The more we give, then we become worthy. And not only we become worthy to be worshipped. Understand now, cycle. Worthy to be worshipped. Then in the copper age starts coming back. What you give, coming back to you. But the system is first give to your own self. Later on you start asking from others and giving others. So now give all the qualities to yourself. Fill in yourself, which makes us worthy. Clean, clear, clean, pure, divine. So divine intellect, paras intellect. So whatever we touch, iron becomes gold. So much spirituality and love. Spirituality is knowledge, love, purity, happiness. So much that even if one is a stone, no? Gradually the stone becomes a vessel to take the water in. The Baba says, love melts the stone into water. Constantly giving, giving, forgiving. Then creating good wishes, not with forgiving feeling, but just giving. When I was a stone, others even gave to me, but stone does not take anything. And we blame others, others do not give me. When it is dirty intellect and stone intellect, we cannot take anything, but we blame others. You can pour all the time water, constant rain is showering on it. Where will the water go? Will go around, but stone will not take. Intellect was not clean, even the clean water came, the dust was in, everything became muddy, the water is not visible. I made into mud. So clean, clear, pure, divine intellect is then happy heart. Manmana bhav is, that is the state of mind then. That is real blissful stage. Happy heart, blissful life. Om Shanti. So happy Diwali, celebrate Diwali.